Damon John, my man.
What's happening?
Congratulations on all your success. Did you know that Damon was recently appointed by the president as a ambassador for global entrepreneurship?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Working to help small businesses all over the globe. Your book.
We just got back from Cuba. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your book, The Power of Broke. Yeah, and they broke over there in Cuba. How empty pockets, a tight budget, and a hunger for success can become your greatest competitive edge.
And that
Absolutely.
Makes sense, Damon, when you talk about, you know, how it makes you connect not only with yourself but with your customers. When you have that mentality and you have to go out there and really get your hustle on, that makes a difference in how you treat your customers, how you treat yourself, and how hard you work.
You have no other option. You can't buy your way into things like people think, because the number one reason that small businesses and startups fail is actually overfunding. They actually go out and take out too many loans or borrow money from too many friends and before having a proof of concept on a very small level. And then all of a sudden, after the money's gone, the friends are gone, the workers are gone, and all the yes people are gone, and the people that do everything for you, they're gone, and you're out of business.
All right. Let's help someone out. Let's say there's someone out there who was just laid off and given a nice severance package. They're between 40 and 50 years old. What do you suggest they do with their savings if they want to go into business for themselves?
Well, number one, take about half of the savings you can and get a financial advisor and put it into something that compounds. Number two, take a small amount of money and go and get some kind of digital literacy as well as financial literacy, because, you know, money is a great tool. It's very hard to make it. It's 10 times hard to keep it. And you can go out there and get, you know, some information on how to work social media and all that stuff. You can get that under $1,000, and then you have to just put in the hard time and work. Also, get some level of a mentor, somebody who's a local business person who thinks like local business people do.
That's
and they
really
can help
important.
You balance those books. And get another job, too. You know, one of the biggest problems that people have, they think they're going to go out and they're going to, you know, they have some money and they're going to quit their job. That's part of the funding. If you do $100,000 in business but you're not paying yourself every single year, then that's $40,000 that you're in the red for already, because you didn't pay yourself. You had to pay somebody else. So there's a lot of little key things you have to do to take very small, affordable steps.
What are some of the businesses that you advise not to go into?
I mean, the biggest businesses with attrition are basically restaurants. Those are the biggest ones, and throwing any kind of event. Now, if you're going to do a restaurant or something like that, don't go and build out the restaurant first. Maybe start off with a food truck, maybe start off with a kiosk, maybe start off with a delivery service before you go and have a brick-and-mortar store that you have a 7-year lease on. You have all these all this equipment in there, and you got a staff and software that you have to operate. How are you going to get the people to the store? Get a delivery system. Get some kind of a truck where you can go and drive around to people and tell everybody you're on Facebook. Tell them, I'm going to be on the corner 32nd and 3rd on Monday, and hopefully have a line of 100 people standing out there.
One of the examples in the book is a young man that was on Shark Tank. It's a little boy, and I'm having a brain freeze right now.
Moe's Bowes,
and with the bow ties, and
yep.
And you use some of these people as examples, and it's never too young to get that entrepreneurial spirit going in your children, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, my mother and Mo's mother and my mother remind me of, you know, my relationship with my mother and his mother, you know, and it's both of them. And Mo's going to do $300,000 worth of business over the course of the last 2 years. And, you know, that's for a 12-year-old child. But he goes out there every single day and he hustles and he gets out there on social media and he gets out there on Instagram, which is a very visual world right now. And you know, he's selling goods and he's learning business. And whether he's successful now or 20 years from now, he's learning the fundamentals of business.
Yeah. Damon John, give us a story about a very successful person that you featured in the book and how they've advanced their dream, but first they were broke.
Well, I'll give you, there's many of them in the book. I have everybody from Kevin Plank, the CEO of Under Armour, who's doing $4 billion a year, but he couldn't, you know, he didn't have enough money when starting Under Armour to make it over a toll bridge, so they gave him a ticket. But let me talk about a kid that I recently met that, you know, every single Monday he puts on my Instagram him painting a white shirt. And he tells his followers that they can buy the shirt for the next 24 hours and they'll never see it again after that. And it's only $50, whether you buy one or 50. Everybody that likes the shirt prepays for it. And on Tuesday, he takes all their money over to the screen printer, copies the screens, and mails the screens, the prints out, the T-shirts out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And he did $1.2 million this year because he does it every single Monday.
Did how much?
$1.2 million. Now, the fundamentals of business is still there. He's doing exactly what Publishers Clearinghouse used to do and Columbia Records. He's converting half of 1% of his followers to buy something every single Monday for $50.
You know, we have somebody who texted in and talking about 3 months ago, they were on public assistance and with 3 or 4 months ago with 3 kids and using that power of broke to turn things around now with a store. So, I mean, it works. It just you just have to keep it going. And
it works. And when we all were told you need money to make money, you don't. That's bull crap.
Damon John, the book, The Power of Broke.
We're big fans, watching you every week on Shark Tank.
Thank you,
Shark
Tank. I love you.